And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials have said Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas are making progress in the ceasefire and hostage release talks. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
An Israeli tank rolls near Gaza on the southern Israeli border as explosions could be heard from inside the enclave. Negotiations between the two sides have been continuing in Cairo, a day after Israeli forces rescued two captives in Rafah. More than 70 Palestinians were killed in the raid. The mass destruction and death was a glimpse of what a full-scale Israeli ground advance into the area would look like. A ceasefire deal, on the other hand, would give people in Gaza a desperately needed respite from Israel's offensive, now in its fifth month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainians in the capital, Kyiv, said Tuesday that they felt the passage of a U.S. military aid bill was crucial for the country's war effort against Russia. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The Democratic-led U.S. Senate Tuesday passed a more than $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But it's facing a bleak future in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Ukrainians interviewed in Kyiv said the bill is important for Ukraine. Rina Ivanova is an economist. I would very much like the passing of the bill. However, I very well understand that we cannot force it. We can only hope for it. Both houses of Congress must approve the legislation before President Biden can sign it into law. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
South Korea's military says it has detected North Korea firing multiple cruise missiles into the waters off its northeastern coast. And its fifth test of such weapons since January. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff on Wednesday did not immediately provide the exact numbers of missiles fired or how far they